Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm June Sims. On the show today, we play songs from a new album by Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros. We also hear about a creative way one American school is making English classes more available to immigrants. But first, we learn about a project to protect endangered languages. There are about 7,000 languages in the world. Experts say half could disappear by the end of the century. But an effort called the Rosetta Project is working to protect them for future generations. Kelly Jean Kelly reports.
San Francisco, c'est un peu bizarre pour moi. Moi, je préférais quand même avoir un vrai été, mais bon, ici, c'est pas mal.
C'est bien. C'est très bien. Alors, ça me plaît.
These two American linguistics students can speak several languages, including French. They are among 12 students taking part in a summer internship program with the Rosetta Project in San Francisco, California. They are working with trained linguists to expand a digital record of endangered languages. The project's name comes from the Rosetta Stone, the ancient stone marker kept at the British Museum in London. The marker has examples of writing in two different Egyptian writing systems and an early form of Greek. It helped experts understand Egyptian hieroglyphs. The Rosetta Project is creating an online collection and an optical disc of writings in different languages. The disc version can be held in the palm of a hand, but it contains 13,000 pages representing 1,500 languages. The Long Now Foundation, a nonprofit group, launched the Rosetta Project. Alexander Rose is the executive director.
A single parallel text, a description, a map of where it's from, these types of things that just give you enough that you can compare to maybe another language that you know or have studied or scholars have figured out, that you can start pulling parallels between the two and reconstruct the basics of a language.
The Smithsonian Institution recently organized a demonstration of endangered languages at the Smithsonian Folklife Festival in Washington. Crowds heard examples of Hawaiian and other disappearing languages, like Tuvan, which can still be heard in southern Siberia. Many languages are spoken by small groups, says Rosetta Project Director Laura Welcher.
They're spoken by thousands of people or even smaller sized groups. And a lot of those languages are in remote parts of the world. They haven't all been well documented.
Linguists at universities and research centers are in a race against time to record these languages before all speakers are gone.
The idea is to purposely create a very massively parallel linguistic collection that's broadly representative of all of our human languages. That could be that kind of secret decoder ring for human languages and what we leave for the future.
And, Ms. Welcher says, linguists and student interns at the Rosetta Project are doing their part.
Immigrants and refugees arriving in the United States often have trouble with the way many Americans move from place to place. Only the biggest American cities have good public transportation systems. So, you need a car to get to school or work in other parts of the country. This can be a problem for some immigrants. To pass a driver's test, they need to speak and understand English. But to learn English, they might need to take classes that they can only get to by driving. One school has come up with a creative solution to the problem.
Can you repeat? Father. Oh,
yeah.
And you would say, My father.
My father, yeah.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. On a recent Saturday morning, students gathered at the Foreign Language Institute in Nashville, Tennessee. They came for training in English as a Second Language, or ESL. The building where the class was held is hard to get to on foot, and there are no sidewalks. More than 1,200 refugees settle in Nashville each year. Like many American cities, Nashville was built for drivers and their vehicles, not people on foot or bicycles. That makes things difficult for the refugees, since many of them can neither drive nor speak English. Many refugees in Nashville live in apartment buildings 20 kilometers away from the Foreign Language Institute. The Institute decided that if the ESL students could not get to the classroom would come to the students. The organization purchased a delivery van and made the back of the truck into a classroom. Officials call it ESL To Go. It visits communities where immigrants and refugees usually gather. Ashley Eckers is the ESL To Go curriculum coordinator.
A lot of times they just couldn't get to the classes. It was too far for them to walk. They were unfamiliar with the bus systems. It was just a necessary barrier that a lot of them couldn't get over.
Lulu Income is a refugee from Burma. She was one of the people who urged the Institute to bring ESL classes into the community.
They want to go to the ESL class, but especially in the winter season, they are also walking. For our people, they don't need to go to travel. The truck is really helpful to our community.
ESL To Go was launched in May, but there is already a waiting list. Even some adults in their 70s are signing up for classes.
I would be very hesitant to attempt to learn a language probably at that age, but they just believe that they can and they want the skills. They're very eager to learn.
Ashley Eckers says the refugees she teaches are hardworking students. They want to be independent, and they see learning English as the key to success. The Los Angeles group Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros released their third album last week. The self-titled album brings back some of the sounds from American music of the 1960s. Madeline Smith plays some of the new music.
Edward Sharp may be in the band's name, but the lead singer is really called Alex Ebert. He came up with the character of Edward Sharp when he was dealing with a drug addiction and used it as inspiration for the band. The Magnetic Zeros is the name for the other 10 group members. They include the singer Jade Castrinos, who helped Alex Ebert start the band. The other musicians play instruments and make a chorus of backup vocals, like on the song Better Days.
Better things. Try.
Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros first became famous in 2009 with their single Home, a song with a happy chorus and a catchy whistled melody. Now, their sound has become more like popular music from the 1960s, with folk and psychedelic influences. Love and hopefulness are common ideas in their songs, and the large group of band members all work together. The lyrics of the song Life is Hard talk about celebrating and being thankful for life, although it might sometimes be painful.
Life is something to behold, but if the truth is to be told, let us not leave out any part. Do not fear, it's safe to say it here, you will not be called a weakling nor a fraud. For feeling the pain of the whole wide world, you want to help but can't help feeling you cannot. And it's killing you while you just try to smile from your heart. So go on, say it on the same knees you pray. Yes, life is hard.
Of the sadder songs from the new album. Here is the final track from Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros called This Life.
I've been trying to pretend that death is my friend. All this life, yes, this life ain't for me now. Oh no.
I'm June Sims. Our program was written by Katie Weaver and Madeline Smith, who was also the producer. Mike Osborne and Michael Sullivan contributed to this report. Do you have a question about American life, people, or places? Send an email to learningenglish@voanews.com. We might answer your question in a future show. You can also visit our website at learningenglish.voanews.com to find transcripts and audio of our shows. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic from VOA Learning English.
Into black, said I weren't coming back. Saw my angel in blue. She tell me.